Okay. Looks like we're gonna try this again. I just hit the record button, and I'm recording Walking and Talking with Rick. I had to take off one of my jackets. Hell, it got warm today. They say it's 60 degrees. So I took off one of my sweatshirts and trying to walk without it. Whew, this first time I've took y'all walk. Well, I tried it yesterday, but my recording went bad. I guess I hit the wrong button. But today I guess I got the right button. Hopefully we're recording right now. Yeah, I'm taking y'all walking with me. Walking and talking with Rick. Ain't that something? We're gonna go for 2 miles. Yeah, the whole two. Yeah, I know it's a little windy, and I'm using that Purple Panda microphone. Hopefully it's picking up. Yeah, Purple Panda. You remember that little microphone that when I bought it, I got it clipped on my sweatshirt, lavalier. And I'm also using the Zoom H1, recorder. Yeah, the Zoom H1. And so I guess everything is picking up right now, coming in through the microphone. You hear this car coming? That's coming in through the microphone. Yeah. This is not new to me, like I say. I spent time walking many times. I mean, I've walked pretty avid, regular walker. It's just been a while since I just stopped doing it for a while. And now I'm trying to get my groove back because you know what I'm working on. The way station thing has been helpful. Keeps me on my mind. You know, like Big Mama said, put it on your mind and it'll get on your behind. She's just saying, whatever we think about, I guess we can be about. So, that's what that's all about. Yeah, I'm down here in Alabama on Swancock Road, busting my groove. It's amazing to think people around the world might be listening to me. I don't know. I know I'm walking and talking to myself. I'm stepping pretty good. Can you hear my pace? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Hear my pace? 1, 2. You know, like I say, I've done this before. I pace along pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. Usually I have to go about a half mile before I even break loose, I call it. You know, when you, I guess you call that warm up. When your muscles break, you know, get loose and, you know what I'm saying. When you get broke in, I just about have to go a half mile to break in. I'm going over the hill now, over here by the church, St. Andrew PB Church, Swancock Road. I'm going over the hill. Google it. Yep. There's some people down here at the church today. I guess they have choir rehearsal and you know everything people be doing over here. I ain't been over there in a long time to that church. Last time I was at that church, I was at a funeral. one of my neighbor's funerals. I'm on top of the hill. Now I'm headed down. There's no cars coming, so I'm cool. I can feel myself getting looser now. You know, feel my leg muscles loosening up. I feel, you know, my back muscles, upper back muscles loosening, swinging my arms, you know, loosening up. I see the farmers out there breaking ground today. Damn, that seems a little early for them to be out there breaking ground, but they sure doing it. They broke a lot of it too. Yeah, that's a skill, driving that tractor. Probably take quite a few days to break up that whole field out. That's a big ass field. Anyway, yeah, I'm striding along pretty good now. I got down here at the bottom of the hill. I guess I'm about a quarter of a mile, just about. I've been a quarter. I'm headed down toward my half mile mark. My knees, I can feel them. My knees. I'm just glad that ankle, whatever I was dealing with, is a lot better. You know, that really concerned me when my ankle acted up. I won't say any more about it. I'll just make changes in my life. And, you know what I'm saying? Trying to do better. But there is one thing I want to talk about, because I want to be about it, and that's my guitar playing. What I mean is, you know, yesterday I tried to record. I'm thinking about playing more lead guitar, more guitar, period. And might as well record that too. You know, record my rehearsal time. It won't be rehearsal. This is actually practice. See, they're different to me. You know what I mean? Practice to me is when you practicing, you know, theory and technique and stuff like that to get your skill level up. Rehearsal to me is when we actually with the band putting together the show. You know, whatever that is. The show. There go my brothers, homeboy, waving at me. They're glad to see me out here, I guess. They're waving at me. I guess some of them know the blues man. Hey, yeah, I'm the blues man, that's me. See, like I say, I used to walk quite a bit. I just slacked up last year. A lot of them know me. They know that's the blues man. They gonna know more about me soon. Because this year, I'm coming out with some more things. They gonna know this dude. Hell, I might start walking with my guitar. That'll flip them out, wouldn't it? They said that dude down there walking down the street with his guitar. Woo! Anyway. Hell, that'll make the 6 o'clock news, huh? Hey. My brother.
Uncle Rick?
Jason, hit me. Hit me.
What? No, I can't hit you.
I'm good.
Did they have my phone on somewhere?
I don't know. I see a bunker on them.
I just seen it.
I don't know.
But you just exercise.
Yeah, get a couple miles now and then. You know how I do.
Yeah, try to stay super sexy. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I got to do all that. Talk that guitar. Yeah.
Shit, I'm just getting out of here, heading to the house.
Okay.
I need to go to damn Walmart, but shit, I think I need to go home.
Hey, you going the wrong way to get to Walmart.
Shit, I know. If I go home, I ain't gonna damn come
I need
back
to get
out.
You to go to work. I got to get your ass to working.
Kick me in my ass with a swift
boot. I got a damn good band, man. You need to get these boys. These boys will get you a Grammy in a year and a half. You'll be richer than them, too.
Rick, stop.
I'm trying to tell you.
Answer your phone.
All right. I bet that was interesting. That was Jason. Now, y'all remember Jason? He came in the blues room one night. That was him, Jason. That was my buddy Jason. He talked about managing my band one time, you know. I've never had a good manager. I have to do everything my damn self. A lot of people talk a good game, and he's one. He talks a good game. But you know, Family Guy, country boy. And here we are talking about getting a Grammy and about managing a band. And you know, he don't know nothing about that. But he might. You never know who you're talking to. I just know I can use the help. Now that applies to you too. If you think you can do it or want to do it, you know what I'm saying? All right, anyway, he was asking me about all these cars. There's quite a few cars, thinking it was a funeral somewhere, or I don't know. I think it's just the subdivision, you know, people moving in from the subdivision. You know what I mean? I think it's just the subdivision. Bringing these people through here. Hundreds of people moved in the L subdivisions, you know. It's probably 300 houses 4 miles back down the road, 4 or 5 miles down the road, and then 300 on the other side. That's a lot of cars out here in the country. You're right. So that's what. Anyway, I was talking about the guitar, recording my practice and rehearsals. You know, make content, why not? He peeped the microphone. He seen the microphone under my neck, old Jason did. See? And he did you hear him say, "What are you doing, recording?" He said something, but he had no idea what I'm doing. You know what I mean? He don't know I'm making a podcast. Hey, and walking and talking and recording it. Isn't that crazy? Technology. But I do have to ask you to do me a favor. And I'm serious about this now. I'm talking to you. If you're listening to me right now, would you please leave a comment on this podcast or video, whatever. Would you please leave a comment just as proof to me that somebody listened to it? It just amazes me that somebody would listen. And I just want you to leave me a comment. Prove to me that you're listening. There go my neighbors. They on the one of them on the backhoe. He hit it down in the. Yeah, he got the backhoe going out in them fields and doing all kind of crazy mess. You know how them farmers do, especially getting ready for spring. They gonna turn this ground, get their crops in early. Yeah, I'm in Alabama now, North Alabama. Y'all know the story. A lot of you all are farmers. If you're not, you probably know about it. Farm country, by the way. I just passed the half mile mark. I'm already over the first half mile. Moving on. I'm gonna go for 2 miles today. There goes somebody else like they pulling over. All right. Moving on. Yeah. All right, moving on. Moving on. I'm still stepping good. Listen. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Walking and talking with Rick. Isn't this amazing? But I gotta ask one more time. One more time. If you're listening to this, if there's anybody out there listening to this broadcast, podcast, whatever you want to call it, if anybody's out there listening to this and walking along with me or just at least listening with me, would you please leave a comment below or leave a comment on this page or let me know that you're listening. I just need that validation just to validate technology itself, to validate, you know what I'm saying, the thought that, yeah, somebody would listen to me or somebody would be willing to go, you know what I mean? When you think about where I came from, that's a hell of a thought. See, I'm just, like you said, simple guy, country boy, that's me. You know what I mean? See, just to think that somebody out there in this world, I don't know who, would listen to me. And I'm just walking, you know, walking out here in the country. I'm gonna be doing more of it. I just wanna record it or not. I don't know. Why wouldn't I? I'm just walking and talking with myself or walking. I'd be talking to myself anyway. Do you? Talk to yourself, I mean. Hell, I know you do. Everybody does. See, I know this. You talking? See, I know. But the difference is I'm just recording it. And it's not uncommon to see people talking nowadays, you know, because they cell phone deal, you know. I'm just holding this recorder in my hand while I'm walking. I guess some of them might think it's a cell phone, but that's not their business. I'm minding my own business, getting my walk on. I'm 17 minutes into it, and I can see my 1 mile point coming up. See, I know I just walked down there to Lone Lee's driveway. That's 1 mile. I measured it off in the car, so I know where my 1 mile marker is. When I turn around and head back, of course, that's 2 miles. So that's what I do. I walk 1 mile out, 1 mile back. You know, so hear my pace. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 4. 1, 2, 4. 1, 2, 4. 1, 2, 4. Now yesterday I did the same thing, but my recorder acted up. I guess I hit the wrong button or whatever, it doesn't matter. I enjoyed the walk, but I didn't get the recording. Looks like today is recording. In fact, it says 18 minutes and 36 seconds. So maybe we'll get a recording today. But let me finish what I was about to say about the guitar. You know I play guitar. If you're listening to this, most of y'all probably know me. You know, from Rick in the Blues VIP room. That's me. Well, check it out. We were talking about the difference in practicing guitar and rehearsing. You know. So, I'm going to be practicing because I want to be better. I just want to bring my skill level up. I'm doing this for me. I just want to bring my skill level up to where I feel good when I go out to play. You follow me? Now, I know that other people might enjoy my shows, but hell, I want to enjoy them too. I'm doing this for me. You know, just as much as them, but for me. You understand? Life is finite. That means some point, I guess it changes and ends and all that. So I'm trying to enjoy what I can. make the most out of it. So if I have a musical talent, skill, whatever interest, why wouldn't I want to get the most out of that? Hear me spitting and walking. I guess my whole body is jubilating. I just hit the 1 mile mark. I'm turning around. That one of my neighbors right there. They call him Chicken Patton. He's a Patton too. Yep. His car burning oil. I can smell it. You smell it? I smell it burning that oil. He's gonna have to do something pretty soon. Yeah. Okay, we're on the make now. Moving on back. I'm turning around. I hit the 1 mile mark and I'm headed back. But back on that guitar thing. Yeah, I'm gonna be practicing certain things. Like for instance, my speed. I wanna practice my speed. Speed picking. I wanna practice some of that. I got an interest in some more scales. I used to play some scales years ago that were different. I wanna bring them back, practice some more scales and, you know, licks. You know, actually stretch myself out. I got a new amp. Y'all seen my amp. Hell, you bought it for me. All right, I'm gonna be practicing using that amp and the different sounds I can get from it. And you know what I'm saying? If I spent 30 minutes doing this on any given day, I think that'll be enough. If I spent 15 minutes, why wouldn't I do it? And while I'm doing it, hell, record it. I'm seeing some pretty girls riding around here in these cars. I guess some of these, them little girls growing up. That's always interesting, good to see. I know it's a beautiful day today. It's like spring. It'll fool you if you didn't know any better. But see, today's the 1st of February. And I hope it's still winter. I hope it is. You know what I'm saying? I hope there's more winter to come. I believe it is, because last week was a mofo, wasn't it? That vortex thing, all that ice. I seen them pictures. But it got cold here in Alabama now, but it was just a few days. We didn't get that snow here around North Alabama, Huntsville area. We didn't get the snow that everybody else predicted and got. We got lucky that time, I suppose. You want to call it lucky. But I know it's good, you know, for the ecosystem to have a diverse climate. I'm all for it. Yeah. I'm headed back. 24 minutes in. 24 minutes and 6 seconds according to the timer here. I guess I'm still recording. I know I'm still walking. Now my other foot's starting to hurt. Ooh, my right foot. I don't know why, but maybe my shoes, or it may just not, you know what I'm saying. I'm working it, I know that much. Just getting some work in. That old foot been good to me. She getting some work today. Yeah, knees, I can feel it. But they still carrying me along. I'm loose now, my whole body is looser. My legs, stride, everything's looser. Feeling better. I'm looking at all this water over here in this ditch. Cause it did have rain. It rained good the other night. You know, a couple days back. We got the rain, but we didn't get the snow. Can you hear that airplane? See them out close to the airport, Huntsville International Airport. Made me think about my friend Pat. She said she had a pilot license. My good friend Pat, yeah. Y'all gotta meet Pat. I'm gonna find a way to get her on Periscope or something, God. She is such a personality, beautiful lady, good Christian girl. She sang too. She reminds you of Peggy Scott. She can sing. She used to be in the band with me. She also related to me distantly. Grew up with her. She can sing, man. But we'll be doing some of that. Yeah. But yeah, on the guitar thing, I'm gonna be tightening it up, and I suppose I'll just record it and let you tighten up with me. Why not? You know what I'm saying? You can be a fly on the wall. And yeah. I'm still stepping. Say, listen. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. See me stepping? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. I'm stepping. I'm back at the crossroad now. Swancart Road and County Line Road. I got people out here looking at me, I guess. Some of them don't know me, and some of them just ain't seen me in a long time. This guy's out here walking today. They're talking about me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Hey! Walking and talking with Rick. Do me a favor. Listen, hey. If you are listening, if there's anybody out there, listen to me, please. If there's anybody out there that's listening to me right now on this podcast, on this YouTube, whatever it is, if you're listening to me right now, would you please leave a comment? You know, I'm serious. Please. It would mean so much to me just to know that you are there. You know what I mean? It blows my mind to think about it. It would really mean a lot to me. I know, take the time and just leave a comment, a review, or whatever. Just let me know that you listen to some of this or listening to this part or whatever. It don't matter what you say. Good, bad, you can say you crazy as hell. You can say right on, I don't give a dadgum. But just make a mark on the page. Let me know that you've come this far. Walking and talking with Rick. Yeah, it would mean a lot. You know what I mean? It really would. Oh yeah. Okay, well, I got to get in on the side of the road now. Cars coming. Hey, hey. They waving at me. I guess some of them know me. I don't know if they do or not. It don't matter. It's mad I'm getting my groove on. 30 minutes, according to the recorder here. I'm still holding that recorder in my hand. Yesterday, I stuck it in my pocket. I guess I accidentally turned it off. But today, I'm watching it. I'm just making sure that it's recording. And from all indications, it is. From the way it looks, we 30 minutes and 29 seconds in on this thing. That's a long time. Yeah. That's my stick. Hey, there go another pretty woman. Pretty woman. Yeah. Ain't this some? Here come another car.
Hey, Ricky.
My brother.
How you doing?
How you doing, huh? Good to see you.
All right, you too.
Brother Mo.
All right, doing your exercise.
I'm hanging, yeah. I'm trying to get them back in.
Yeah.
I slacked up for months, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you been?
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Try to get them 2 miles back and get them old knees working.
Yeah. My knee about gone, man.
Huh?
I got 2 braces on both
of them. Man, please. Yeah. I hear you, brother.
All right, you too.
Hang in there. Good to see you. Did you hear what he said? Need I say any more? Need I say any more? Here come a bicycle rider. Bigger. Need I say any more? They go West Meyer. That's my recorder, my audio engineer. You know, the dude from the college. When I go to the college, that's him. That's my audio engineer, Matt Westmeyer, from the college over at UAH. You know, when I go over there with the students and record, he's the instructor. That's him and his kids riding by. They live around the corner around there on, you know, on the subdivision over there. Him and his little kids. He got one little kid named B. She's a little girl. And the other one, a little boy, his name is Quarter Note. I call him Quarter Note. Yeah. They're good people, good intentions. That was him waving at me. He said, hey. He seen Brother Rick out there walking today. He might come in the blues room tonight, you know, on my Periscope. He might come in there. You never know. Y'all know how it go. Live blues, 7 nights a week. What are you committed to? And just how much of a commitment have you made to that? It's crazy, ain't it? I tell you what's really crazy is the thought that you might be listening to me right now. Hey, check this out. If you're listening to me right now, I'm serious now. I'm serious about this. If you're listening to me right now, would you please leave a comment and let me know that you listen to this broadcast, podcast, YouTube, whatever you want. Just let me know that you listened and you made it this far. It would mean a lot to me. it may mean a lot to other people because it mean a lot to me, I know. I'm headed back up the hill now. Yep, going over the hill. Swancott Road, St. Andrew PB Church. Google it. I'm just teasing, but really I'm not. I'm going over that hill. I'm getting over on the side too. Cause cars be jumping over that hill. There go the people, there go the people at the church over there. There they go. Church people. Sure is. Yeah. They have a rehearsal or whatever. Warning. Video surveillance camera. This is so cool. Video surveillance on the church in Alabama. What kind of world is it? But we in it. Yeah, we in it. It says. I'm headed back down the hill. I'm on my way back home. I can see my house. Yeah. How you doing? Yes, sir. Mr. Waddle's there. He dressed up today. He probably been preaching. Went to, I don't know, funeral, whatever. I don't know who it was. I need to ask. I mean, I try to stay connected to my community. Maybe it's not just as much as I should. I don't know what should is. Or, you know, everybody got their way of, you know, their ways. I definitely have some, you know. Definitely. There go another one. Mr. Preacher, he's my neighbor. How you do, sir? Yeah, they've been to the funeral or something, I guess. Because they're coming in now, you see. They're coming in with their suits on. And I don't know who the funeral. Mo, how you do, sir? All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, they up and down. They all right. Yeah, up and down. They're still in there, though. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yeah. Yeah. But come on, get with me now. I know what you said. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you have to take your time with it, don't you? Yeah. I know. Yeah. Yeah, that was my neighbor there, talking about them knees. I mean, I don't want to say any more about them. I'm just trying to do something about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get mine while I can. You follow me? Y'all know what time it is? I'm just trying to get it. Getting it is good. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in and get you some. My name is Rick. I self-appointed myself. Man, I'm down for the grind. I ain't kidding myself. But if you're listening to this, please leave a comment. please. I just want to know that you with me out here. You know what I'm saying? Because it is so crazy. It's a beautiful day, I know, and I'm almost back to my house. I mean, I'm going to be at my mailbox in just a minute. Remember, I took my shirt off. I changed shirts. Well, I took one layer off is what I did. And I left it on the mailbox here. I'm going to get my shirt, check the mail, and I'm going to take my tail on down the driveway. I'm almost back to my driveway. According to this recorder, it says 40 minutes and 39 seconds. That's what it say. Hey, and my neighbor's still waving at me. Yeah, they're waving at me. They're driving them Camaros up in. They're driving them race cars and shit up in. Looking good. I'm out here walking. Walking and talking with Rick. I guess this is my daughter. She probably think, Daddy, oh, I got a package here. Wow. Isn't this something? Packages came in. Wow. Wow. Got mail. Hey, baby. Where you going? Going to work? Yeah. Check that and see whose name that is.
Mama.
Is it?
Yeah.
What about this? Okay. Okay. You gonna be gone, or I guess you're going to work? Okay.
Yes, sir.
You feel all right?
Yeah.
You look funny.
I know, I took some medicine.
Oh, you are? For what?
My back was hurting.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you later.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. That's my daughter. Look like she in the funk mood, but you know, yeah, that's quite a bit around my house. Hey, you know what I'm talking about? You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? I'm going down my driveway now. I'm on my way home. Yep, on my way home. Yeah. Yeah, I got a package in the mail. I wonder what it is. I think it's my t-shirts. I hope it is. Cause I'm up to something. I wonder what it is. Hey, I hope it's my t-shirts. Cause I'm up to something.
I wonder what it is.
I hope it's my t-shirts. Cause I'm up to something. Yeah, I'm almost back home. Looking at this recorder, it says 43 minutes and 38 seconds. I'm coming in off them 2 miles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Still pacing pretty good, I guess. Just about made it in. 20. I'm getting close to the blues room, people. We're getting close. We just about made another walk today. 2 mile walk. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12. I'm in the yard now. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. People, please, 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 please do me a favor. Listen to me now. If you are listening to this right now, please leave a comment. Please take just a minute and say anything you want. Just let me know that somebody out there just went walking and talking with Brother Rick. Thank y'all for listening to me. I know it's been fun. I made it back to the Blues Room. I just opened the door. I'm going in.